Hi, this is the dictation for patient Angela Lee, A-N-G-E-L-A-L-E, date of service is October 24, 2022, date of accident 5/25/2020, and date of birth 7/15/1991, and the patient originally was involved in an automobile accident that was dated 5/25/2022, where she was found to be rear-ended. T-bone on the passenger side. As a result of this accident, patient suffered from severe headache and severe TBI symptoms, including dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmare, loss of vision field, spots in the eyes, memory loss, and nausea and vomiting. Along with this, patient started having severe pain in the neck and lower back and right shoulder with radiation to the right arm involving first and second finger, and radiation to the right leg posteriorly in asymmetrical fashion. The pain levels varied from 5 to 10. The patient was not able to work. Her MRIs were found positive. Subsequently, it showed that the brain MRI was positive for brain trauma and the neurocon study. And then the video nystagmogram was positive for TBI. In addition, patient had cervical MRI showed bulging disc at C5-6 and C6-7. And in the lumbar spine, there was one disc herniated, L5-S1, with a posteriorly herniated disc with a Marsh effect on the ventral aspect of the thecal sac, leading to pain in all these areas. In the shoulder, supraspinal tendinosis on the right shoulder, and tendinitis, subacromial bursitis, and moderate capsular hypertrophy of the AC joint, capsulitis, and mild shoulder effusion. The patient underwent various treatment protocols with us, and she was provided with six epidural injection for the lower back, lumbar spine, and one into the cervical spine, and almost five times injection to the trigger points and shoulder, knee, carpotunnel, and occipital nerve block, and right thumb. All of these were done. SI joint were blocked three times. Apparently, the patient did show significant relief, and she reports that her pain has now been only 4 or 5, and she reports almost 50% improvement overall. The ADLs are not also gravely affected, and in fact, she is able to work full-time at this time. She works on a light-duty job where she repairs the nail of the people. The patient is not looking forward for any surgical resolution at this time, and she has been sent to a specialist. First, she was sent for neurology with Dr. N. Verma, with whom she is following. She was also sent to neuropsych evaluation and therapy, Triton physical therapy, and they are doing it, and neuropsych treatment. The patient is otherwise quite stable. She's also undergoing physical therapy at this time. So the therapy has been continued. And in the physical examination, patient blood pressure was 128/68, pulse is 72, and pulse ox was 100. And the rest of the physical examinations from the previous visit of 9/26/2022. The dictation number is 0927-045. And diagnosis is also the same. Plan of care is, after reviewing the maps and the previous laboratories and all the MRIs, the patient was provided continuation of the physical therapy again for 2 times per week, focusing on the neck and the lower back to bring further relief. Patient is advised about home therapy, including the stretches of the spine and spine traction, yoga, and heat treatment, and laser treatment was advised to the patient. Disability-wise, patient will continue working on a light-duty job, 7 pound restriction limit. And It appears that she's satisfied with her therapist, and we believe that. She's on the right track. Medication-wise, she's provided with naproxen 500 twice a day, Elavil 50 milligram at night, Furoset 1 or 2 every 6 hour, PRN 75 tablets, Flexeril 10 milligram every 12 hours, 60 tablets, Namenda 10 milligram at night for memory, Tylenol codeine with number 3 every 12 hour, 30 tablets are provided, PRN basis, for pain relief. End of dictation. Thank you.